So we're just we're reading the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hem and Aleph. It's the same Gemara as in Brachos, pretty much. But the Gemara asks about Tirda. And the Gemara says that a chosin is Torah Tirda the mitzvah. And Rashi says, Rashmini Krod, lo machayev losa daita mi machshavas mitzvah rishona, bishvil zu abalo, ali yasip rishona, v'yitain libo lios baki b'dalat. Okay, so the Gemara says that over there it's Tirda. So the Gemara says, me'ata tovas finas b'yom is also should be potter. But that can't be because Rav said that Ovel is Chaya B'chol HaMitzvahs, and he's certainly a Torah. So Gemara says, no, those cases by the Ovel and by the Tavas Finas B'yom is Tirda D'Rishus. So Rashi says, Sh'af HaPishu Chaya V'Linigavelos.
Right.
Shel Ne'ilo. Rechitza. V'sicha. Laharos Kvod Meso.
Yeah.
Eino Chayev Letzdaya.
What? I can't believe I thought the whole thing.
That's the Rav. And the Rambam.
Rambam.
And the only thing is, if you look at the Rambam carefully, he seems to say the key in this tshuva.
Yeah.
Not the key in belay of feeling sorry for the person who lost.
But I understand, by the chosan, there's a key of him being mitzvah. Like, is that really a mitzvah?
No, the Rambam's shot, I think, is the best. That he doesn't know if he's going to find psulim or not.
Right. What's Rashi learning though by the chasan?
So chasan is mitzvah.
But what's the his mitzvah is to worry about whether he's going to do it right?
No, the mitzvah is the bia.
Right.
And the bia brings with it a tirda.
Yeah, but there's no mitzvah to be tarred.
No, but the mitzvah is generated by tirda.
You don't think avelus generates? Like a
no,
tirda?
It doesn't generate tirda. That's what Rashi said.
Well, Misa generates tirda, not the mitzvah of avelus.
That's right. Well, and Misa generates tirda vis-a-vis kvura.
Right, but then afterwards it creates sar belief, but that's not a mitzvah.
Not a mitzvah.
That's just a natural thing, like a tavas finas b'yom.
Right. That's a Rashi.
That's what he's saying.
That's what Rashi says. I guess Rashi says, look, if you love the guy, so you'll have
But you have tzar over the long. If you love money and your boat goes down sea, you'll have the same tzar, I mean.
That's right.
More tzar.
If you love money, you'll have more tzar.
Right, but if you love money and your parent was wealthy,
that's correct.
And you didn't like them, you're not going to have anything.
Don't make them.
Yeah, so my question was, granted what Rashi says, Laharos Kvod Meso is the mitzvah, but he's not chayev to feel, the Torah can't be mechayev you to feel bad. I mean, Rashi's right. I mean, it's not possible. I mean, it depends on your relationship with the person. You can't mechayev, you must feel bad because your father passed away.
Do you have to act to put on a show?
That's cover. Kabeda Savicha.
Put on a show.
You're right.
Well, it's not really putting on a show because if you're things you're osering, you're showing like you're really disturbed. Like the mitzvah is to act like you're disturbed even if you're not really.
No, there is Suri Maisa.
Right.
This is a chita, this is a chasicha.
It's not that you feel bad emotionally because of the loss, but it's that it's a different realm. It's like to show cover.
What isn't the cover that the guy's showing? He's like depressed. He misses the.
No, that's not. That's
so
not.
What's the why are you not doing these things? What's the cover of not doing these things?
That the cover is. That he's not doing these things because it wouldn't be honorable to engage in your own luxuriating in the presence of the cover of the father. That's what it is. I mean, I can't It's very hard to explain these things, what the emotion exactly is. But anyways, I have a different question, practical question. That Rashi says he's chayav lina gavelis shel ne'ilah rechitza v'sicha, right?
Yeah.
Laharos kvod meso.
Right.
So why can't he sneak into a shower at night time? Nobody's there. He's all alone. And why can't he do sicha privately? And ne'ilas a sandal also? As soon as everybody leaves, he can put on his shoes.
The only way to establish it is to say that it's always usher.
Is what?
The way to establish it is to say it's always usher. It doesn't matter if somebody's there or not.
You mean it's exera? Low plug.
Well, yeah.
Because we're afraid that the guy's going to be there when he takes a shower.
Why is Dharm Shabbatina also happening?
Right.
How is that Mark for Shabbatina?
Right. Dharm Shabbatina should be always Mutter.
Right. Shouldn't be part of the whole sort of ideals.
Right. Right? Yes, what do you say to that? In other words, like this, there's two types of laharos. One type of laharos you have by Pesach. That's to demonstrate to somebody else. Okay. That's a halacha like Sipur. There's another kind of laharos, which means it's not that you're really demonstrating to somebody else, but the halacha is formulated in a way that is based on assuming there's an observer. It's based on the assumption of an observer. It's not that you're really trying to show somebody. But if there were the way the halacha is formulated is in a way that if there were an observer here, this is the way I would act. So laharos kavod meso doesn't really mean to show somebody the kavod meso. It means that's the nature of the structure of the avelos. Right? John is... The same thing by Loeg L'Rush. There's no real Loeg L'Rush. In actuality, you can't do it. I mean, in actuality, what are you going to do? Make fun of a dead person? It's not possible. But it looks like it's nearer to Loeg L'Rush. So anything that's a nearer to Loeg L'Rush is also. That's the nature of the issue. That's the structure.
Uh-huh.
The structure is, it's a nirika loeg l'rosh.
So you're saying it is loeg l'rosh.
What?
So this is loeg l'rosh.
That is loeg l'rosh.
Yeah. I mean, isher loeg l'rosh is nirika loeg l'rosh.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So what's the difference?
Yeah, so by mitzvahs, getting back to that, mitzvahs, are we going to answer this?
I was going to ask them, what's the difference by Loeg L'Rosh when we say Dalet Amos versus in these specific halachos it's saying you should try to eat in a different house or...
Yeah, so what we're saying is, he's saying if you eat b'funav, it's nearer to Loeg L'Rosh. And so why is eating Loeg L'Rosh? I mean, mitzvahs, I understand, right? You can't do mitzvahs because you're exhibiting a certain superiority. But the insofar as eating...
Right, the same thing, no?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Why is that nearer to Loeg L'Rosh by eating?
Can you do it?
Okay, so the thing is that apparently anything which gives a person a simchas achayim is Loeg L'Rosh.
So
So it doesn't matter whether it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah gives you some chos, it's a shechiyano. So either in mitzvahs or a chilush si also gives a person a simchas achayim.
It also has a walking problem.
Yeah, walking is
right, exactly.
That's why walking is not, it's not that you're doing something that he can't do. It's something that involves a simchas achayim. And a chilush si is a simchas achayim. Mitzvahs also. So it's not just because of mitzvahs.
Smoking a cigarette.
That's the Lord of the Rush.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette.
Smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.